Our unique approach leverages the latest advancements in artificial intelligence to enable people from around the world to engage in a way never before possible. And our belief is that God uses his children's innovations to spread the gospel message to all the people.
Welcome to the Ministry of Scale podcast. I'm your host, Chad Williams. Join us as we discuss trends, learn from experts, and share practical tips to help your ministry multiply its digital impact.
All right, so my name is Andrew Rogers. I'm joined today with Chase Capo. He's my co-founder. We founded Bible Chat over a year ago. And today I'm going to talk to you guys about how we've leveraged AI, kind of a theme today, in our ministry, which is Bible Chat, and then demonstrate our new product that we're offering called Faith Assistant, which brings the power of Bible Chat technology to digital ministries like yours, churches, and Christian media organizations. Just some stats here, some background. Since starting Bible Chat over a year ago, we were the first GPT-trained Bible Chat on the Apple Store as well as the Play Store. We've had over 75,000 downloads in 9 months, and we spent $0 on marketing. We won an award at the Glue Hackathon for the most innovative app. We released our Christian GPT model there, which is a custom-trained large language model built for Christian software applications. And then since releasing Faith Assistant over, I think, 4 months ago now, we've signed some important organizations in the Christian ecosystem, KCBI radio station, Concordia, the largest Lutheran church in America, and Richard Ellis Talks. These are just some of the organizations that we've signed up on the platform. Let me talk a little bit about Bible Chat. So today, access to the Bible is at an all-time high, and you all know this. Bible apps, Christian media, podcasts, digital ministries abound. We have the Word of God at our fingertips, literally. And yet, Bible literacy is at an all-time low. According to studies from the American Bible Society and Gallup, 26 million Americans have stopped reading the Bible since COVID. 41% of Christian teens never even open a Bible. Only a third of self-identified American Christians can identify the four gospel books. And this is a huge problem. But if we can solve this, what's our opportunity? Another study that was done, the Center for Biblical Engagement released a study in 2009, and I'm sure you all know this, concluded that people who read the Bible and engage with God's word at least four times a week, experience the following benefits. 57% lower odds of getting drunk. 68% less likely to have sex outside of marriage, 61% lower probability of using pornography, 74% diminished chances of gambling. And Chase, you need to work on that one. They are double more than likely to share their faith with others, and they are quadruple higher odds of memorizing scripture. So if we can reverse these trends and increase people's biblical engagement, the benefits are clear. And that's why our mission at Bible Chat is to get your people and our people, our brothers and sisters, in God's word more. And our unique approach leverages the latest advancements in artificial intelligence to enable people from around the world to engage in a way never before possible. And our belief is that God uses his children's innovations to spread the gospel message to all the people. And artificial intelligence is just another information technology on this long continuum of technologies that have been used. Johannes Gutenberg could never have imagined the impact the printing press would have on the spreading of the gospel, but the first book he printed was the Bible, and there's an argument to be made it led to the Protestant Reformation. You know, Billy Graham could never have seen the impact that he would have on the lives of people worldwide when he stepped in front of the TV camera for the first time, but he used that technology as a force for Jesus. And we believe that artificial intelligence is the same power to reverse these biblical literacy trends and keep people engaged with God's word through their days, years, their whole lives, and we've seen it. So let me talk a little bit about that. And there's a QR code here if you want to download our app. So we released this app about a year ago, and it answers user questions and points them to scripture. We've built our app to have a global reach since day one, so it supports 33 languages. We have users in 188 countries. Our users are very highly engaged, so they spend an average of 15 minutes a day in the app, asking questions, having a conversation with the AI. submitting prayer requests to our global prayer wall, which we just released, and praying for other users of the app. And we've learned a ton about how people use AI and what they're asking AI for in the Christian context. And so the range of conversations we've seen has been staggering. People are using Bible Chat as a faith exploration chatbot that draws from intellectually honest data on apologetics. They're using it as an entry-level spiritual director tool that offers people an introspective, orthodox spiritual direction if they've never experienced that. And the conversations are highly personal. The users open up honestly about their fears, doubts, their hopes. And this isn't transactional questions and answers. This is real conversations. A relationship is formed with the AI. And you can come by our booth right out front to read a compilation of real conversations that we've had, that users have had with Bible Chat. And I mean, this is people asking questions about faith, dealing with really X-rated issues. They open up in a way that they just wouldn't normally with another person. But the AI engages them in a non-judgmental way with empathy and truth and love, pointing them to Scripture and God's Word and bringing them back to Jesus. And so we believe that AI is a great tool to engage non-Christians, seekers, and mature Christians wherever they are, both spiritually and geographically. But we, importantly, and I must stress this, we do not believe that AI is a substitute for human-to-human connection or Christian fellowship. We were called by Jesus to spread the gospel. Humans were called by Jesus to make disciples. Broken humans speaking to broken humans, giving them the good news and asking them to consider accepting Jesus into their heart, save their life. And so we felt very early on that we were called to bring this technology to ministries. And that's why we introduced Faith Assistant, to bring the power of AI to churches, Christian media organizations, and digital ministries just like yours. And this collaboration with Christian organizations is really at the heart of Faith Assistant. And we've seen the power that your ministries have with personalized content, sermons, teachings, text articles, and we know we could make something special by combining this with the AI. And so just imagine an AI that's not just knowledgeable about the Bible, but also about your organization's unique offerings. Faith Assistant's trained to understand and convey your specific teachings, making every interaction very deeply personal and relevant. And we'd use technology to do this, some of the most state-of-the-art technology, but it's not about the technology, really. It's about the mission. By integrating Faith Assistant, you're opening new doors for engagement and outreach. It's AI designed not just to answer questions, but to really foster a community and help your audience grow spiritually. And so together, we are not just adapting to the age of AI, we're shaping it to carry forward the message of Christ in a new and impactful way. And that QR code is for faithassistant.com. So now this is the demo portion. And for many of you, you understand how demos can go, especially live demos with spotty Wi-Fi. So we'll do our best here. Give me some grace. So let's see. Okay, I can do this. So KCBI, like I mentioned, is a radio station based in Dallas, Texas. They were the first Christian radio station to embed AI into their digital platforms, maybe the first radio station, to be honest, very early on in August of last year. Faith Assistant is a product that can go on your website. It can be integrated into text messaging, Facebook Messenger, wherever your audience is, we can be engaging with them. On this, these demos I'll show you as on the web. The bot sits down there on the bottom right-hand corner. And when you click it open, it opens up just like a normal chatbot would. Very familiar experience for users. All of this is customizable with different colors and fonts and anything that you would like to put here. Name the bot, the quick replies that we use. But I just want to call out a few examples. So I've been talking about answering questions about the Bible. So how do I know God loves me? So when users are interacting with Faith Assistant, they're using our core Christian GPT Bible Chat trained model on the back end, and it's answering just like it would for users on Bible Chat. It's going to give an answer to that question. But then importantly, we have indexed KCBI's wide library of free ebooks. And when we see a question, We go and we search for the most relevant ebook that they have, and we provide that as a resource here. And they can click on that link and go deeper into the digital property to go and get that, sign up and get that ebook. One of the other cool features that we added was we realized that users were asking a lot about what song was playing on the radio. So we ingested a real-time feed of their songs on the radio. So if I say, you know, what song just played, on the back end, we are constantly ingesting the songs that are playing for the radio station, and then we make that information available to the user as well through the chatbot. And this works for what song just played. This works for what song played at 10 a.m. on my commute. We can index all of that information. And so I guess the most recent song that I just played was Magnify. Great song. Okay, so let me talk a little bit about 121 Community Church. This is our first church that signed up back in December, I think. And one of the great features that we built for them, and now is generally available, is the Sermon Finder feature. So again, this works on Bible chat model, everything that you've seen. But a special feature is the ability to find sermons. So I could type this out, but I'll just click on the quick reply here. Show me 121 sermons about overcoming anxiety. 121 has a sermon catalog for 7 years on YouTube, and so we've indexed all those videos. It's a simple integration, takes about an hour. We index all the sermons, and we find the most relevant or two most relevant sermons from the user's query, and we present that to the user. In this case, it found two. So there was a sermon called Perspectives for the New Year, gives a little description of why it's related, and then it puts a deep link to that video at the specific time that it's talking about that. So let's see if I can grab that link. Well, it's not going to grab that link because it's still going. But if you click on that link, it goes to YouTube at the exact moment of time when it's talking about whatever query that the user was asking for. So let's see if we can do this. I don't know if the audio is going to work. So this sermon, I guess, was from 3 years ago. 58 views. Oh, you can't hear the audio. That's okay. Let's go back. So that's the Sermon Finder feature. And then we also, 121 has a content library of Get Help articles. And in this case, it looks like it found the Stress, Worry, and Anxiety article. So you can click on that, and it brings you to the GitHub article for Stress, Worry, and Anxiety. So we're really activating the content that they've spent thousands of hours building or thousands of dollars creating and making it available for their congregation. And for us, the Bible chat model, again, is at the core of all of this. And we recognize that there's no, you know, there's differences in denominations. And so when we launched with Concordia Lutheran Church, we had to build them Lutheran GPT. So they have a content library full of Lutheran videos and articles. We trained our model on that, and we called it Lutheran GPT, and that's available for any Lutheran church in the Missouri Synod Network. So when you ask a question to Concordia, like, will God forgive me if I have an abortion? It's going to go through all of that content. It's going to answer as a Lutheran pastor would, in this case, Pastor Bill Tucker. And it's going to provide a source to the content that it came up with. We think this is very important. If you've noticed, whenever we're answering a question, we're providing a source back to the original content so that the user can go and see where the bot got the answer from. And in this case, it's providing a link to that content here at their askanything.cc content library. And here's a video that we used when we generated that question. And the last example that I want to show you is from our friend and pastor, Richard Ellis, who just put the Faith Assistant on his website. Richard is syndicated nationwide, has a collection of, I think, over 1,000, maybe close to 2,000 talks, both audio talks as well as YouTube videos, Vimeo. And you can go to his website. It's, you know, welcome to the RET Faith Assistant. You can say, find a talk about hope in Christ, and it's going to go through his entire content library. Find a talk that matches. It's the most relevant talk for whatever they're asking for, in this case, hope in Christ. And in that talk, it's Morning Glory. And so it's going to do the same thing. It's going to talk a little bit about why it's relevant, and then it's going to provide a link to that page that talk is on. And the great thing about this, and this is definitely an innovation of the last year with these large language models. I've been working in AI for 10 years. There was a meme back in 2016 at the Facebook F8 conference, and chatbots were all the rage in 2016. And there was I can't remember what company it was, but they had a bag with little chat bubbles. The user said, "What do we want?" And then the chatbot said, "Chatbots." And then the user said, "When do we want it?" And then the chatbot said, "I'm sorry, I don't understand your request." And that problem had been pretty systemic up until recently when we were able to utilize these large language models. So whenever you're talking, you know, to the faith assistant, in this case, we asked, you know, how do I know God loves me? You know, I could say, but how do I really know? Should I pray? And it's going to remember the context of the conversation. Now, this may seem obvious to you, but this is like a huge technological leap. It's going to understand they're talking about, does God love me? Because they already talked about it. And it's going to use the content that was given to it before. So you could say, you know, this goes for any of the faith assistants, generate a Bible study on this topic. And it's going to go ahead and read what you have been talking about. And it's going to generate a Bible study that you could use. So this technology is very powerful. And we've seen tremendous engagement with the technology. And looks like I don't have that much time left. I'm in the red zone. So maybe I was told I have a little bit more time. Let me show you the back end. Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to actually show you a back end that we have available. So here's our console that we make available to our customers, and actually, this is 121. I just pulled it up before we got on stage. You can go and you can read the conversations that are happening, full transparency. One of the coolest features is you can actually incorporate training yourself. So you can go to a training module, and Emily, you haven't seen this yet. We haven't released it to you guys, but we're going to. You can add a situation in natural language. When the user asks anything about pertaining to donating a scholarship or finding where to donate, we will index your website, and if the information's on your website, we will let them know. But sometimes the information's not on their website. Like, they had a very interesting one where somebody was asking about exorcisms, and they don't have a page on exorcisms on their website, but they wanted to be able to, here it is. They wanted to be able to answer that question, and they just said, "Look, we'd love to connect with you, one of our head pastors. Please call us directly." And you don't have to do keywords, you don't have to do examples, exhaustive. You just say it in natural language, the bot will understand it. When it comes across a situation like this, it'll answer the way that you say. So you have a tremendous amount of control, if you'd like, over what the bot's saying. We have analytics that can show you those topics that I showed you earlier, the graphs, and so that's all available to you as well. So I'll stop there, and maybe I have one more minute for a question. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. In order to get Faith Assistant, you come to the booth after this. You talk to Chase or I, and then we will set up a call with you guys to understand the scope of your digital properties, because it's really... So we use a mixture of large language models. So for the core Bible chat, we're mostly using our Christian GPT or a Lutheran GPT, for example. We can train models, and that gives us a tremendous amount of control over the answers. We trained that model on 30,000 question-answer pairs that we got on the app, very high-quality subset. For some of the more complex reasoning tasks, we are using GPT-4. So that would be some, you know, routing, making sure that the bot's answering the questions right, taking in information, and we're using some of those models for the more complex reasoning tasks. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, and a lot of the ministries that we work with request mobile app integration, and we can provide it very seamlessly. Like on the website here, it's a single line of JavaScript code. You just put it like in Google Tag Manager on your website. Very easy to integrate there. With an app, it's a little bit more complicated because we have to work with your vendor. If you guys are developers, we can work with you directly. But we can provide a simple web view, which would open this up in full screen. And that's not something that I showed, but on mobile, let's pretend like we're a mobile app here or a mobile phone. If you pretend like you're a mobile phone by scrolling, it's going to open it up in a full screen, more native-like chat experience. And so we can embed this web view essentially into your mobile app as a first step. But we also provide an API if you'd like to integrate with your own UI, for example. Yeah. No, we can ingest any content that you'd like us to ingest. We're assuming that the content that you're having us ingest, you own the rights to be able to distribute that content.
How tight are your guardrails?
We spend a tremendous amount of time on our guardrails. Like I mentioned, we have trained our own bot on 30,000 question answer pairs, which works really well. When we are training a specific GPT, for example, the Lutheran GPT, we are utilizing that plus the content that they're providing us to train a model. So it's going to take the content that we're using to train and incorporate that into the answers it's generating. Whenever we're answering questions about like specific sermons or content on your website, we're only answering information about content on your website and not going off and making up things. If the bot doesn't have an answer, like this is Concordia, you know, when is the Easter egg hunt? It's only going to use the content that it knows about to generate. That's like not going to go and say, well, you know, it could be, during Easter, but it's going to specifically find, okay, in this case, it found Easter egg hunt event at Concordia Saturday, March 30th, and we've ingested all of those events with our planning center integration, and then it knows about those events. But if it can't answer it, it'll say, I'm sorry, I'm not able to answer that question. Okay, I think I'm done. Thank you.
So thank you so much for listening to Ministry at Scale. Until next week, keep learning, keep growing, and keep impacting your world for Christ.